Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we have been given a
praise. Jesus, much children of God.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Welcome
back from the praise and the worship of
Him. Let
me expect that you promised is the best
in
your worship,
in
your praise.
You've
shown that God indeed you are the best.
And you
are worthy to be praised, for you are the best.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much. We
thank God for the moment He's added us.
And we too
want to see we move, use it well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now we
are going to be moving on
to
see the accusation of Satan.
Yeturi,
unto us after making us commit sins, after He chooses us,
and
since we are clothed dirty garments
which
are made from acts of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So there we
finished the first.
For
the first we are told,
do
we have a relationship on these angels? Because they say
the
accuser of our brethren is day and
night.
He's been cast from heaven.
That
we already proved it.
And we
show that angels themselves,
they are
usually called the sons of God,
for
being led by the Spirit of God.
Those
we mostly saw in Romans,
Romans
8 verse 14,
that
those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God.
Even
angels we saw,
they too are
called the sons of God,
for
being led by the Spirit of God.
Praise
Jesus much.
According to
that we saw in Job chapter 1 verse 6
unto
10,
in
Job chapter 2
verses
1
unto 5.
Here that when the sons of God gathered,
Satan to
the eras of BC,
he
gathered to accuse on them,
to
reporting them.
Yet he's
the one who first made them commit sins.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So that those sons of God,
in
the Hebrews 12:22-23,
they
gathered in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven,
the great
gathering of the angels. Just as we two sons of God
are led by
the Holy Spirit on the world, we came
together
as the Hebrews 10
verse 25-26
said, not forsake the fellowship.
Now
we moved on, discovered it,
that
Holy Spirit leads us in His fullness.
Acts
chapter 2 verse
3-4,
He comes down in the tongues of fire,
in
the field of the Spirit of God,
and the
Spirit appear in the tongues of fire first,
according
to Revelation 4 verse 5,
appears
in the tongues of lamps of fire, seven of
them.
It explains that the seven spirits of God,
and
those seven spirits of God,
they
are the seven eyes of God,
those
seven in the entire world, according to Revelation 5 and the verse
6.
So we saw that also angels, heavens, they have stood under and the seven eyes of God.
Those
makes fullness of the Holy Spirit. Revelation 8 verse 1 and
2.
We saw the seven commanders.
Those
hold seven trumpets
to command
seven groups of angels.
According
to Revelation
15
and the verses 1 to
3.
First we proved Revelation 12 verse 10. The angels in heaven, after they cast Satan out of his fallen angels, and they said, because the one who reports our brethren, I choose them day and night, he's been cast out. And we got to know that even though he reported the angels, in heaven is never get night.
If
we too on the world, he reported us day and night. Joined apple together, reports brethren day and night.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
the examples we saw we saw Zechariah chapter 3, the verses 1 to 4, and to 5, and they showed us
Yoshua,
the priest Joshua, taken in heaven. His spirit
to be
given a body of heaven,
yet
clothed dirty garments because of acts of unrighteousness that Satan had made him commit. The prophet Zechariah, he was praying for him. The prophet Zechariah then saw people fastings which are not right. They fast the fastings of Satan.
And they
abandon the word of God. And they do their own things. Priest to face that problem. And we finished that point. And move the second. That the one who I choose and reports us. The one who reports or chooses us. He first makes us commit sins, and thereafter himself goes to report us unto God. Praise Jesus. And the things we heard of, which we
want
to move and add on today, for we remember we ended in Jude chapter 1 verse 9. And Satan tried to entice and challenge angel Michael.
He
abuse back to him, at least to sin. At least as a way he puts a case on him. As we begin right from there,
we
want to be moving on. That's why Bible says in the first Chronicles in the chapter 21 in the verse 1, and it says like this. First Chronicles chapter 21 from verse 1.
Awo Setani nayimirira okwana ne Isirayiri. Nasenda senda Daudi okukola okubala Isirayiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
1 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 1, it shows that Satan, as his name is Satan, he contendeth against God. He contends against him, and he makes us commit sins. For God created us to commit righteousness and good things. Now he tries to see it. Like deceives you. As the name of devil mean. And deceives all nations. And he does deceive. He tries to see that it entices. And at least you do it. And after, he goes there. He begins to accuse on you. To report of you over what is made you commit. That of all unrighteousness.
And
he says he's bought you
with
the price of committing unrighteousness. One of those we heard in the Isaiah 50. And the father says, whom are those who demand me, sold them all. The letter of those who demand, where is it?
Our
unrighteousness made us be sold.
Who knows
it, Satan, to make you commit sin. He has bought you. For that buying you, I choose you, claiming that one is mine. And you check that person and see. If you are Jew, make garments from their their actions.
We see
proof whether it's yours or mine. When we heard the Isaiah 50, he told us like this.
Isaya esule ya makumi atano nolunyiri olusoka.
Isaiah 50 and the verses 1.
Bwatyo bwayogera mukama nti ebbaluwa ey'okugoba nnyammwe eri ludda wa gye namugobya oba aluwa kw'abo abammanja gwe nabaguza. Laba olw'obutali butuukirivu bwammwe kye mwava mutundibwa era okusobya kwammwe kwe kwagobya nnyammwe.
You are a Satan.
Yatuguza obutali butuukirivu kwe gamba.
In the times of sinning, today he begins to persuade you to sin.
It
knows he's buying you through that. Jesus came to buy us back of the other time.
He buys
us with the precious blood. And they say
that
we were bought with a price.
He
first bought persuading us to commit sins. Contends against God as his name is. That Satan. And he deceives nations as his name is.
Devil.
That devil. And then he persuadeth them. And after that,
he
does a work of choosing them to reporting them. As his ways are,
that he
bought you with all the sins you have. They prove you were bought off long back. It's not that God to save you,
but
he
wants
to cane you as he will decide.
According
to the worth of the sins made you commit as he counts them. And that's why you see in the 1 Corinthians, in the chapter 6, he said we bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. How did that come about?
Anytime
he makes the world commit sins, he sees he bought you off. And the Father says,
you've
been bought by unrighteousness. Now he redeems us. First of all, he has to punish with beatings. Beaten some, he gave it to the Lord Jesus. He bought us with his blood. Yet Jesus told us, you two carry a portion of the cross and follow me. If you mess up, commit sins, Satan may request to be caned 800 strokes to be redeemed back.
For
the redemption which happened on us, it's of the one sin, which was the main one which remained, but many other sins. And the rest, where we use repent the sins which follow. The other one sin he gave up himself for it. This other, we to give ourselves repentance and the blood cleanses us. Let me help you together.
So
he came as the first Adam
and
the second Adam. First Adam committing the first sin.
So
now when we read here, the Corinthians tells us like this.
First
Corinthians chapter 6 verse
19. Gwe mulina eyava eri Katonda, nammwe temuli ku bwammwe. Olw'abiri, kubanga mwagulibwa na muwendo, kale mugulumizenga Katonda mu mubiri gwammwe ne mu myoyo gyammwe, era nga bya Mukama.
Twagulibwa na muwendo.
We are bought with a price.
Kubanga Satan yali amanyi.
For Satan knew. The sin made us commit in the Garden of Eden through Adam.
And
the thousands of sins we've come joining on it.
They reached,
they were so expensive before him. Though they can, you can no more be forgiven.
Though
God gives you punishment.
Started
as the precious thing, the Son of God. Gave himself bought us with the precious blood. Beaten our canes, many of them. Those of the world. Even those of hell. Now in that word we speak what? That those we heard. The accusation of Satan.
They are
very hard indeed. It's required of us to avoid sin. And we heard,
according
to Jude 1 verse 9, even the angels that tried to avoid the Satan, they see the void attacked them, yet they avoided it. Satan tried to see that they abuse him or they sin.
And
angels avoided that, for they knew after make them abuse, make them commit unrighteousness, the one going to report them. Let us read, we hear
ebaluwa ya Yuda esule isoka nolo nyiriri olo muenda.
Jude chapter 1 and verses 9.
Na ye Mikaili malaika omukulu bwe yayomba ne Setani nayogera na ye olo mubiri kwa Musa teyenganga kumuleetako musango gwa kuvuma. Naye yagamba nti Mukama akunenye.
You hear what was involved there? They got a quarrel in among them.
The
question is, how are you going to quarrel? To abuse Satan because he's abused you? For Satan, he may not come direct to you. Begin to abuse vulgar and commit every profane, and to persuade, entice you, commit sins, pass through people who are around you.
Time
they said your enemy will be of your bosom. When it can be your heart,
it's what
uses that of your chest, can be your spouse, can be your friend. Now it is like this. Those days and all these eras and those coming,
till
Satan is judged at the end and his fallen angels
be
cast in the lake of fire, that they no more appear as sin. Satan passing as a bastard of Jezebel and the fallen angels who appear demons of clans. That work, trying to do, they make you commit sins.
Then
can buy you with the price of their sins, their unrighteousness, and their transgressions.
Yes, you
praise been. Jesus much. Try that after make you commit them, they have to go report and choose you.
Entice
you, as we heard on Angel Michael.
Jude
1 verse 9. When they met on the mountain, in Deuteronomy 34, verses 1 to 10, Prophet Moses unclothed the body, sent Endo Michael to bury it in a specific sacred place. Satan met him there and he tried to challenge him. He wanted him to commit sins at least.
The
problem where it came, it was like this. Angel Michael, we know ahead, was to stand with a group of angels in heaven. Revelations 12, verse 7 and 10, that they can chase Satan from there and his fallen angels. And the other, in Daniel 10, verse 19 and 21,
anytime
they arrested Angel Gabriel, who spreads the word of God,
Angel
Michael will come with his group, save him. Satan and his demons, fallen angels, and they say, till squeezing Gabriel, make him fall, and we speak vulgar to him, abuse him, foolishness and old words, and we abuse his God. And Michael intervened here. He saved him.
Expect
to have a problem if we confront him. Don't you think they confronted him?
See,
if he wrestled with Michael down, even as an abuse, even if one, God will no more trust him. The one who best fights for his companions
and
strengthens them towards them, even those we've grabbed from our side, Satan attacked him himself. He takes the dead body. You foolish man. You
serve
God in which way? You became a foolish
singer.
You carried dead bodies. You're a nuisance.
katonda mwe gwemuweereza abasituza minambo.
That your God you serve, he makes you carry dead bodies.
Kuzika oli musiru.
Burying a new foolish instead of coming of a
sight. Get out of
them. Why do you answer me?
And
I'm going to get it from you. I show you your foolishness with your God. Michael looked at him and wondered. He said, this man
said,
put a case on him of abusing, for he abused him. He too wanted to abuse him back. And the end told him, God rebuke you of those things. Close your door.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
So it's
required of us a void.
Where
we started, we finished out the evil spirit in our inside. Our bodies are cleansed.
We
sprinkle the water in the world. That we serve with, serving with God. There.
Never appears
to Jesus of Satan your way. That perhaps you are his. And there, sin in all its form and scholar. Going to learn its signs and symptoms. Together with its fruits and the rewards. All you see them why? When you will see him come make you commit sins, do you know what Paul is after? Make you commit sin, he would have bought you off. He's put you on his side. The other, he has to report you unto God. People ask and say, Satan was just from heaven in his fallen angels. Those are demons. Oh, called the aliens. Where did they report? Where did they find God? They discovered the Holy Spirit is on the world. And they know he too is God. Even they hid from him, they didn't know much of him. Now they know he's on the world. And reporting to heaven, they report right on this world. You know what they tell him? Holy Spirit. Now you were sent right from that old man in heaven, that even his son that you call the word, and they sent you. You convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. What has that one done? How come you've not convicted them? You've not convicted him. What form of righteousness is committed? Is that not judgment? You commit a case is worth of words. You spoke in your
word.
You hear in Hebrews. You commit a case is required of a punishment their way. You came the person.
You
don't strike them with poverty. Failure and retardations. We bought him off from you. Have you seen? Now in John, John chapter 16, the verse 5, it shows, Spirit came convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. If they make you commit sins, Holy Spirit, we know you are around. You spread everywhere. This one you didn't see them, what did they do? You've not yet convicted him. That is that your son. For you say, baptized with the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Didn't they enter? And you told him, right now they are of the Holy Clan. They are no more strangers and sojourners. People of holy clans do that? You see when trouble falls on you? You read us John, we hear. John chapter 16, verse
7. Kibasaanira mmwe nze okugenda, kubanga nze bwe sirigenda, omubeezi talibajjira. Naye bwe ndigenda, ndimutuma gye muli. Olunya olw'omunaana, ye bw'alijja, alirumiriza ensi olw'ekibi n'olw'obutuukirivu n'olw'omusango olunya lw'omwene
bw'alijja
when he will come convicting the world of sin, the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Down that for sin, explain we hear. John 16 and the verse 9. For sin, did not believe me. What that one done? Do they believe you? You say, if they love you, they will obey your commands.
They
obey them, do they love you? Do they believe you? The one you believe, you have to love them. If you commit this, call it a mistake. Beat them. For whom father loves a child,
they
do not punish when they sin. And cast the rod, spoil the child. And then they move on to beat you. For sin, because they don't believe him.
Yokana isule ye 10 na mukaga nolo nyiriri olwe 10
John 16 and the verse 10
Olobutukirivu kubanga ngende eri kitange
Olobutukirivu
for righteousness for he goes to the Father
atenga ye mutukufu
the holy one
era nafutu nakubanga batukunga ye
be holy as him
kati stanja akola na uliranga bagamba
that I heard them say
mubyawandi kubabyo biri
those your scriptures
yes tamanyi burundi
I don't know of well
that
they be holy as you do are holy. Those acts they have done are they of righteousness? Is that not mine? If you say is yours, you redeem him. Punishment struck poverty 3 years.
Born
again with death, struck with poverty, you don't know what troubles you. The last.
Yokana isule ye 10 na mukaga nolo nyiriri olwe 10
John 16 and the verse 10
Olobutukirivu kubanga ngende eri kitange so namwe temuchanda banate Olinya olwe 10 nolumu nolwo omusango kubanga omukulu w'enseno asaliddwa omusango
Yes
Satani aganze wansalira
Satan say you judged me already for sins
Nemizimu njigambe
demon
say
you judged our master. Would you chase us for sins? These ones have committed what? You judge them. Chase them from your mouth. Pity them out. You know what is evolved there?
Self,
after make you commit sins,
so
Satan with his unrighteousness.
And you've
made him your friend, you have no friendship with him at all.
If you commit
a sin with him, is your friend with him when he instructs you to commit it.
It
shows you to make it. Yet in making you plead for that, first witness against you over what has made you commit. You know, they don't allow him to be a witness. But it's called the accuser. I've called him a witness, but the one who was there to make you commit
sins.
What other witness is there? Who was there when he made you commit? Witness is the one who has been present when they made you commit a sin. If the one who made you commit, it cannot appear a witness. Now him, accuser, I made him commit that. If you are a Jew, I have one witness with myself, but I'm not allowed to witness. Put them on the altar, they
make
up from their actions.
Don't
allow me to witness, I would have witnessed. This man is so familiar.
What?
Form of family license, but he would have been the witness, yet was the one that make you commit the sins.
When they
ask him, did you see him commit the
sins?
Yes. With my two eyes, I saw it. Did you hear them?
Yes.
I was the one deceiving them myself.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus much.
So, or tower of faith.
Now, our fight.
Sidani, I would do to Kuvunga, come to Kuatumas.
Turn had the Holy Spirit come down in the Acts chapter 2.
When you took up a group, and
he proved that all nations they heard him.
And
they know it. He is right on the world. Satan knows.
Kadijo reporting and Missim Jetabata, what
the demon the only way to go by. But they chase them from heaven. They best right on this world. Ambassador of Satan Jezebel. These demons. They are the fallen angels. Right on this world. I choose you after finish what you do. And they begin. That's why you see. Bible says. They move roaring. And they are seeking. Whom to devour. I'm going to entice who this time. Today we have who? Doesn't do it in the day. It is the night. For we don't sleep till we've wreaked havocs and evils.
First Peter 5, verse 8.
Not told us to be drunk with more alcohol. The rightful language say be sober. Be sober. Be vigilant.
First
Peter 5 in the verse 8.
Omulabe wa mwesitani atambula tambula. Nge mpologoma euruguma. Ngano nyagwana alia.
You hear what is up to? Roaring like a lion. Let me tell you. Roaring lion who hears him. But the rightful language. The way he roars like a lion. Spoke in the First Chronicles 21:1. He entices. Entices you. The way he roars. He brings this, his voices. By the law of sin.
But
sin in you, it tunes you. If you think those are your ways.
You
think it's you speaking to yourself. Yet see. Rather than seeking whom to devour. They all be destroyed in the hell. Hell was created for Satan and his fallen angels. We were not evolved human beings. You say these people prove them to enter into distractions. Most roaring.
Does
things entice you day and night? Can be pain on you situation of sin and sight right from when you woke up.
All
you
pass,
you see something wrong is to happen on you.
On
all the roads is displayed cords of him.
That
when you find women who did cloth knickers like 10 of them, they are on the roads moving. Yet they come stand before you. Or they walk passing you. All the day to the evening. And you say, but this man has something he's up to.
He
is roaring right now. You begin to say, woman, men propose
and
they are proposing to you from the morning to the evening, you one person.
If
you propose, you know what you say? I am beautiful. They are proposing much unto me. You joking? Satan is in a choosing. Those who propose you, are they going to marry you? It begins make you get angered from the morning.
That you've not yet known
what's next in this anger. You're going to speak vulgar to someone who knows. You're going to release a word.
It
puts anger on you in the morning. Everything you look at causes you anger. See where cometh one
who
is Satan is in the person
and
they say, you from the morning we see you frown your face like a pig. And you arise yourself what you had in yourself. You bring out a big part, release it with a person. Speak. Palga.
And that's
what I targeted for morning is done it for me. And in Job 24, they don't sleep they can begin on you in the morning. They begin you in the night. And dawns there on you.
The
dreams that the ones are coming to you. And they bewitch you.
But
it's what we call spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness.
Hebrews,
Ephesians 6,
verse
12. And they bewitch you in the dreams. You wake up in the day and you're tuned by them. There's no sleeping in their kingdom over these issues. So when we to their prayers to be sober and vigilant. That being sober is to be in the word of God.
To
the word of God how it is.
Then
read us in the Job 24.
Job 24
verse 14.
Omusi agolokokera wamu na omusana.
And
many times.
We saw
this light of the world. Come, they said. We had rested.
And
people commit sins freely.
Now,
why did light come? Let's try on us. Not go there. Not do things of righteousness. Now when
people
they feel they are stirred up to commit them. God just escaped from us.
You've
been there for us for a long time. When I choose long that you're ours. Now you escape from us. The one when it came to light not seen. People said but.
Will
we get more empowered to commit it?
Yes.
Let's be silent with our sins in us.
He
spoke of last
things.
This time I almost said, lay all the damn last thing.
He
said no.
I
reported you of your sins already.
But
your God had given up on you.
Did
he sent now? He comes to redeem. Maybe we attack him from where? His home. Who is there else?
Wife?
Children? Where else?
But
man is ashamed as much. God's not a just God.
And
people bought them, he sent a man to redeem them. You know what we do?
Let's
make confusions, then they don't honor the man. So when he speaks, they cast them off.
But
they did in Ecclesiastes. The wise men come to
serve the city,
but they didn't lay the heart to his words. Those are mere words. Are you the one who stood all the days we beat down everyone? What else
does
he tell you? Are you the ones to stand alone? Trouble where it is. This man
brought
six one to destroy.
Where
villain kill and destroy.
It
was in the John 10:10.
When
he saw light is coming, I fight my last kicks. You take from me this. No,
you
can't take him like that. You know, you've been his for a long time. Listen how they take him. You know what Satan is doing?
He's
holding on dry grass. Weak.
You see,
overcoming, we are much on him.
And
God too says,
where I
get to serve in the call of the entire world, I first cleanse you. Whether Satan holds grass, whether
he's
kicks of the dying horse, that whatever he does is joking. Begin
to
tell him you're joking, Satan. This done deal, we are reached. Purchase
us
for you bought us with sins.
What
and the price have been destroyed.
Job 24
verses 14.
Omusi agolokokera wamu n'omusana. Ato omwavu ne yeetaaga.
Oba weetaaga ekigambo.
If you're in need of the word. Whether you poor or doesn't care whether you know or not.
Choga makatonda.
You thank God.
Tiaga manti. Obutamanya tebukujisa komusa.
Did he not say ignorance never makes you innocent?
Kadurumu kakulimba.
Now at times the lies deceives you.
Bikore kuba katone byandikwa bitono.
Then because now you have few scriptures with yourself.
Oya muga mukana lecho sitimani.
Tell him God that I don't know.
Bomara okubikola akagamba.
After doing the same.
Yagamba.
He said.
Obutamanya tebukujia komusa.
Ignorance never makes you innocent.
Omulayi watali mwenkanya.
At least now is not just.
Teyakuwa kumanya.
Did you not let? Now we choose you. Go to says, times of ignorance are no more counting. I command all to repent and change. Satan can tie a cord on you. Need of the word you're poor, we don't have it, doesn't mind. And when it lay holds on you, you're finished. You don't have riches of light of knowledge. Spoken in
2
Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Poor without the light of the word. The one in need, out yearning for the word.
You
know nothing, they can't lighten in him.
If
drugs, you make them commit sins. And he tells him, yes, God didn't give you knowledge. He
who
knows these people at this rate lacking knowledge. Finish for us.
Job 24,
verse 14.
Omusi agolokokera wamu n'omusana. Ato omwavu ne yeetaaga. Era ekiro abanga omubbi. Olw'ekkumi n'ettaano. Era n'eriiso ly'omwenzi lirindirira enzikiza. Ng'ayogera nti tewali liiso erinandaba. Ne yeefuula amaaso ge. Olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga. Mu kizikiza mwe basimira ennyumba. Beggalira emisana. Tebamanyi musana. Olunnya olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu. Kubanga obwenkya bulinga ekisiikirize eky'okufa eri abo bonna. Kubanga bamanyi ebitiisa eby'ekisiikirize eky'okufa. 18. Abawambiro ng'amazzi. Omugabo gwabwe gukolimiddwa ku nsi. Takyukira awali ekkubo ery'ensuku ez'emizabbibu. Olw'19. Ekyeya n'ebbugumu bimalawo amazzi agava mu muzira. N'amagombe bwe gatyo gamalawo abo abayonoona.
Ebbanga lyonna kyekyo ekigendwa kyayogeyeena.
All the long that is what they target for you hell.
Naye nga bagambye.
Yet they have said.
Emisana na.
In the day.
Babeera bakola.
They are working.
Ekiro.
In the night.
Bakola.
They are working.
Era mu kizikizi ky'obutamanya.
In the darkness of ignorance.
Basima ennyumba y'omubiri gwe ne bayingira.
They dig the house of your body penetrating it.
Ne basinziira mu gwe ne bakoza buli kimu.
And they basically you may commit every sin. Now what this is this, brethren?
The
Bible says that Job is the man who avoided evil.
Yet,
think this a chooser. How can you dare avoid him? For indeed,
yet
he will not give up. You're going to be cleansed. Remain making attempts on you. Try on this person again. New Job was righteous. Bible says he avoided evils. So then we avoided them. Said that man, God, that situation prevailing. The Satan is there coming. He passed on the other side. That look of this person, Lucifer is about to come through the person. Demons are about to enter in here to be committing righteousness. Let's read in the Job we see.
Job chapter 1 and the verses
6.
Awulunaku lwali lumu abana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Ne Setaani naye najjira muko. Olunyolo musanvu. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti ovaawa. Awo Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti nva kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo eruuyi n'eruuyi. Olunyolo munaana. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu kubanga tewali amufaanana mu nsi. Omusajja eyatuukirira era ow'amazima atya Katonda.
Have
you heard? A man blameless. He's righteous.
He's
of truth in the word. He avoided evils. My.
You
are aware tricks are. It means any person would be able to stand this.
He
must have started with us from the beginning. Must have be finished out of the evil spirits from our insides.
Bring
called upon water in the
world.
Our bodies are
cleansed. There you can
every sin and all its tricks. All its sins and evils of it. You can see it, avoid it. See all the way how it is you say that man is there. His messengers are there coming. The demons, the fallen angels, they are going to pass their words through this.
They want to
entice me commit sins where it's reached now. And you see them, avoid them. When the day of being tempted cometh, even prayed of that, he begins to plead, oh God, in the name of your son, which you don't want to confess about, his name beats us, strikes us. You know the name of Jesus Christ strikes them. Oh God, in the name of your son, by your power that you cannot speak of. You don't want to speak the power of the Holy Spirit. Request, give us the person only this day. Think about
it,
you depreciate it.
Just
the powers of darkness. Burning powers of darkness with their diseases.
Cast
demons cause them to be bound.
For
you chase them, they will not go.
They
pleaded to the Creator, allow them for you to they access you. As they did to Job.
And
they pleaded request for him to challenge him.
You
chase them, go! I chase the name of Jesus. I chase the demon of lusting. You're joking. He
says,
you overcome us by yourself. We came. You want to finalize our intercession? We met. Yet we know you leave us be tempted. He empowers us to overcome those tests and temptations.
Yet
don't get tired to plead for us.
Not
Job to do all this to him, he was upright. And they had no way to pass him.
It
was only in truth.
Yet
they brought evils on him when they had requested for him. Do you know they say you think Job fears you for nothing? Haven't you given him riches and possessions? Take it away.
And
we touch his possessions. We see where they will not deny you.
okwegaana kati nekyetaaga mugamba
I'm no more on you
n'ebikolwa byo byennyini bimwegaanira
bayibuliebyamwenga
beegaana
katondayes
akyogera
mutemisewe
ngebikolwa byo
byegaana God
olabye ekizibwawo
the problem there
sikyo
Read for us, you see.
God, you
don't
need
to
shout.
I'm not on you. Not that.
Which
that acts already began to manifest speaking that.
First Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5. Obakubanga amabega olw'omukaaga kubanga kwabo be bantu abasensera mu nnyumba ne banyaga abakazi abasirusiru abazitowererwa ebibi ebingi abafugibwa okwegomba okutali kumu
olidde ekibeerawo nga balinga abalinga batya
katondabeegaana
amaanyi ga katonda
olw'ebikolwa
byabwe by'owulidde
wansi
They
drug women actions even down they showed many.
So Katonda tolowooza nti ojja kumala
kuleekaana
nyinza n'okuba n'ekifaananyi nga wakisigaza eky'okutya
katonda
ng'ebikolwa byo
byebikukulembedde
era n'atugamba munaabalabira ku bibala
byaebibala
tubitwala ng'ebikolwa Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
So sagala gena nyuwale.
I don't want you to go far. But what is this?
Ogena kwe waloti obubi.
How are you to avoid the evil one?
Wanga wetwati tusoma topic yeri.
When we started with the other topic.
Eyo kunazibwamu omoyo mbi mudaya.
Wash the people's spirit from our inside.
Atumasirwa kama zokuita mchikaza.
As we sprinkled water through the
word.
Our bodies are cleansed. That we can serve. Or to serve together with God. Most preached the asked but how long shall we
start the sin?
But we've gone so far. We would have stopped there.
We are not stopped till we finish the mission
of being washed out the spirit in our inside.
Kubanga bona amanya nti oluvannyuma lw'okulemera ebibi bagenda kukola
muyambalo. Turning sins out of them, they will make garments for you. Dirty, filthy garments.
Nga n'okulyolyo makuli yao.
Even accusation is involved.
Toyinza kusigaza
kibi yao. You can't retain sin with yourself. How can we save with the Holy One? How shall we serve with him? He said, you cannot serve me because I am holy.
See,
you cannot serve
because
God is holy and is jealousy.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
So we took the
briefly go back to Job, they have told us.
Move
on to avoid evils.
Job chapter 1
and verse 9. Job chapter 1 verses 9.
Awo Setani naddamu Mukama n'ayogera nti Yobu atira bwerere Katonda. Olunyolo 10. Tomukomedde olukomera okumwetooloola ye n'ennyumba ye ne byonna byalina enjuyi zonna. Owadde omukisa omulimu gw'engalo ze n'ebintu bye byaze mu nsi. 11. Naye kaakano golola omukono gwo okome ku byonna byalina. Kale alikwegaanira mu maaso go. Lunyole 12. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti laba, byonna byalina biri mu mukono gwo, kyokka ku ye yennyini togolola omukono gwo.
Yes.
Era Setaani lwasi bukawo ng'amaze okukola obwegayirizibwe.
Satan, after he had pleaded for Job before God,
n'amwegayirira amukkirize,
pleaded that he allows him
akwateku bintu bya Yobu byonna
to lay hold of the possessions of Job. in protection to be withdrawn, that can strike him well.
I want
one thing to prove us, whom is he of? Give him to me. You claim he is yours. Where is the proof for that?
Is
is in the truth.
Appoint
evil, as have you said.
Let
me take it from him. I see. I take evils to him.
Don't
put your angels to beat me.
Baba, don't
I don't mind of fire and Michael. Take, withdraw them.
It's
them, leave him to me. I want to show you. I put on him a reproach of sin upon him. I put on
his
reproach of unrighteousness.
You
how is not your voice? I buy him. You agile. Give him to me. As with in Luke 22, he's going to plead again.
He
be of apostles also.
You say
you've told them 3 years? 3.5 years?
Me,
I want to prove to you. Peter, if he does, stand strong. And he is yours. Now Judas,
what
I'm to do to him, you'll be surprised of it. He loves money so much. And money
is
the root of my evils. I'll pass them through money till I access him.
I've
not refused to use money.
To fall
in love with it is to fall in hell.
It will
take you whatever it wants for the love you show it. The one to love you and it meets you in the Lord. Let us see in Luke.
Luke 22,
verse 31.
Simoni, Simoni, laba Setani yegayiridde okubawe wamwe ng'engano. Satu mubiri, na yeze kusabide, okukiriza kwo kulemu okudirira. Nawe bw'omala ng'okukyuka, onyweza nga baganda bo.
Yes!
Setani yegayiridde.
Satan's pleaded.
Omanyi omwe yegayiridde, you know, intercessor.
Interceding for you.
Mnaye ne mukama.
Lord. Old man of heaven, accept, give him to me.
Sentence
righteousness is in truth. Avoid evil. Avoid it. I have new tricks I discovered of evils. Give him to me. I beseech you,
Katonda.
Oh Lord,
don't
go. Remember,
don't
go like that, God, from me. And deceit scratches his
tongue.
Demons also do that. I beseech you.
You
take away Abaddon to protect them.
Never,
Michael.
It's
a fire. We fear to speak of them.
Abba, carry Abba,
okay, take away Abba.
Abba, you're gonna gamble.
He wants to speak Abaddon.
Never have been to wait.
Why did he get this person to ask you? When he touches intercessors of church, he can beat the entire church to throw it down. They intercede and they are in fights among themselves.
And
themselves are the ones who will come demons.
But you need
to be trained much.
God
allowed him, that's an intercessor.
It's
intercessor for evil. What I tell you is this. Satan does many works to prove he makes you from the intercessorship. Fallen angels, demons, they enter intercessions. Whether they spend the year interceding, that they can commit sin, you have a reproach upon yourself to do it.
But
the Son of God,
so
he appeared to destroy the works of the evil. He knows he worketh. When they give me that person, it's finished.
Now
we to prepare ourselves here that we avoid evil. In every corner, I will pass it. You who is trying to despise the training. You have the problem. Prove your standing will be very minimal.
Then
you'll be restored after falling, it may be hard. We told Peter, me too, I've prayed for you. When you get back, you will strengthen. Means falling was to enter it. Yet coming back.
Not
for us, see the God who sift Peter till he's fallen.
Get
strength to come back. Will he get it? And you to ask yourself,
I give myself
to falling, will I get strength to come back?
Oh.
The brightest fall 7 times. Let me at least fall once.
But 7 times
is not the usual those you count. God, you lack wisdom in the spirit of wisdom. You will lack understanding. You will lack spirit of understanding. You lack the counsel of God. Spirit of counsel. You lack the power of God. You trust human beings in the positions of things. You lack the spirit of power. In the spirit of knowledge.
You
lack in the light of the word. Of knowledge. And you avoid it, pass aside as you commit your sins. How many times have you lacked now?
You
lack in the fear of God to hating evil, to help many come from it, strengthen and obey the commands of God. Is that not 6? The 7th, you entered blaspheming the Spirit of God. Whatever you were doing, that wisdom, understanding,
power
of God, you know how it can help you. Knowledge you had, the fear of God, you knew it. You fall 7 times, you fall once, you wrap them up 7. Once. Entire spirit, you've held him all together, blasphemed him. And he did not forgive you. As Matthew tells us, 31:32 says, those who blaspheme the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven.
Paul
explained in Hebrews 6, those in enlightened light of the words, after they go out of it, don't wait that you restore yourself, not you empower yourself for that. If you accept to fall, power to restore you back, it will take you time. You try to avoid evils. You try to avoid evils. Our Lord Jesus, sin came to him through the evil, the owner of it, Satan. Yet in avoiding it, here it had come on the high degree. Jesus had tried on him right from growing all through. The Holy Spirit told him,
want to take
the extreme of tempted, being tempted.
Extreme end
of Satan of being tempted. He's going to be using scriptures.
We were saying by
studying the word. Enter scriptures when he's twisted them. Put them in seasons not right.
Due
to light of the word, you have little light. It will be hard for you to avoid him. That's his extreme end. Enticing the holy ones to beat them down. Appear as angel of light. Appear as preacher of righteousness. He cometh in the scriptures. Put them in the wrong place. Don't you see? Scriptures say in Romans, because of weakness of body, do it But they said we do it. It's Romans what? Because of weakness of body.
It's
not finished where it ends.
Because
of weakness of body.
Balumi.
Romans.
Romans.
In the verse which you know.
Do it
because God knows the body is weak. Give this person once. Do it once. God knows you're weak. Read that scripture. Romans 6 verse 19. I speak
after
manner of men because of your body weakness. The part you fail to govern it, you can't control it, don't you see? You have looked for someone. God knows by weakness of body. Yet the verse ends saying, you finish it. Romans 6 verse 19.
Njogera mu buntu olw'obunafu bw'omubiri gwammwe. Kubanga bwe mwawangayo ebitundu byammwe okuba abaddu eri obugwagwa n'eri obujeemu okujeemanga. Bwe mutyo kaakano muwengayo ebitundu byammwe okubanga abaddu eri obutuukirivu okutukuzibwa.
He
doesn't finish it.
Omutwe gwaleeta mu katundu.
No, he brings a quarter robot.
Njogera.
By the body weakness. You don't remember in the Romans 6:19. It doesn't finish for you where it ends.
Remember,
give up parts of your body to commit every form of iniquity.
It
now yield them to commit righteousness for being cleansed.
Jesus,
our Lord Jesus Himself, as we can overcome every temptation of Satan. Every form of lies. Every contention of God. Which they can bring. Which I choose as His.
And
to God claiming is we are His. We bought us with
His.
Now in Luke chapter 4 they tell us this.
Luke chapter 4 verses
1.
Awo Yesu bwe yajjula omwoyo omutukuvu n'akomawo ng'ava ku Yoludaani, omwoyo n'amutwala mu ddungu olunyo lw'okubiri, n'amalayo ennaku 40 ng'akemebwa Setaani, so teyalyanga kintu mu nnaku ezo. Awo bwe zaggwa, enjala n'emuluma.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit. When the Lord Jesus was filled of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit took him in the desert. Spent there for the days, day and night. Being tempted by Satan. And it never felt hungry. Up till the 40 days were over.
Could
not take you to the extreme of Lucifer.
Oh.
Lies, how can he commit his extreme lies? The way he entices in the extreme way, twisting meaning of scriptures,
subtracting,
giving you a portion, a half of it,
and
he adds in his, putting scriptures in the seasons not right, and even the place not right. Let's read we here.
Luke chapter 4, verses
3.
Setani na mugamba nti, obo uli mwana wa Katonda. Gambe jinja lino lifuke mmere. Olinyolwokuna, Yesu na mudamu nti, chawandikibwa, nti omuntu tabenga mulamu na mmere yokka. Wabula na buli kigambo ekiva mu kamwa ka Katonda.
Kamugamba.
He told him,
obo uli mwana wa Katonda.
You are a son of God. Because I heard, as they said in Matthew,
Gabriel
when he came,
Chapter 1, verse 26 and down. That coming in the womb of Mary will be called Jesus, Son of the Most High.
Spoke
in some psalms which I do not remember, that I will proclaim the command.
You
told me you were my son, today I have begotten you. If you are a son of God,
that's
what it tells you. I'm a son of God. Tells you to do next. Is it true? If you pray for that dead body,
but
it is written in Mark 16, all those who believe, all the signs will follow them.
Pray
for the dead race. Pray for them. See how you lack Ecclesiastes 3. Everything has its time and season.
And
it makes you pray, and the dead body never raise up. Makes you pray for the sick, and they die rather. Matthew 12:28. Cast demons by the Spirit of God.
You
know it's not me who works.
Me,
I work with the Spirit of God.
It's
not willing today. And
Zachariah
4:6, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. In the Spirit of God,
in
fullness, he has the Spirit of counsel.
He's
not too counsel for that.
Now,
born again, who never knew, they rather went to attack. Now Jesus,
in the
not directly spoken them. Scripture proves the Son of God.
It
will turn stone to bread. When did they agree on that? In which scripture? Jesus brought Deuteronomy for him. God passed the Israelites in Egypt and they entered Canaan.
But
the way he fed them manna gave the reason, saying, to make them no man does not live with food alone,
but
every word from the mouth of God. God tells me to do what, and not you sit and tell me what to do. Question I'm in is bad, I know.
Not
me command me what I'm meant to pray from God.
What I
have to ask to be with.
And
there he realized. He has got to realize me. What else I bring? He brought. Let's read we here.
Luke chapter 4 and the verse
5.
Namulinyisa namulaga obwakabaka bonna obw'omunsi mu kaseera katono. Olunyolo mukaago, Satani namugamba nti, nakuwa gwe obuyinza buno bonna n'ekitiibwa kyamu, kubanga nawe bwanze era ngabira buli gwe njagala.
Kubanga nawe bwanze.
For I were given, and I give to every person I want.
In
case all these cities are mine, and I give them to one I will, I want. For I were given them. And
you
look at the scripture. Where and when was he given?
You
see Genesis 1:26-31. God makes man in his image to rule over the earth and things in it.
Satan,
when was he given this world?
Mm-hmm.
You see how you don't check that? Many people have gone to the ocean to serve towards powers of darkness, and they are deceived to be given things of this world. Satan, the truth, in the John 10, is a thief.
But
Jesus, he knew this one is a thief. He told him, it is written,
you
only bow to God alone. Finish that verse we see.
Luke chapter 4, verses
7.
Kale bwono nsinza mu maaso gange, buno bwonna bunaaba bubwo. Olunyolo omunaana, Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, kyawandiikibwa nti, osinzanga Mukama Katonda wo, gonoweleza nga yeka. Namutwala olinyo lw'omwenda. Namutwala e Yerusalemu. Namuteeka ku ntikko. Namuteeka ku kitikkiro kya yeekaalu. Namugamba nti, oba oli mwana wa Katonda. Yima wano, weesuule wansi. Olinyo lw'ekkumi. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti, alikulagiriza bamalayika be bakukuumire ddala.
Yes.
Remember that is Psalms. It's written, it's true.
And he
will send his angels and they uphold him. It doesn't strike his foot. Hold him over what? When Satan is taking him on the
top,
when
he's
been attacked anywhere where God wants to save him. Satan is not taking you there. Let's say today, you are a sister.
He
tells you, go to this brother's place. For it is written, give you protection of his spirit and the angels. You be saved, go. He answered him, telling him,
Luke chapter 4,
verses 10.
Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti alikulagiriza bamalayika be bakukuumire ddala 11 era nti balikuwanirira mu mikono gyabwe olumu okwesittala ekigere ky'okujjinja. Olunyo lw'12 Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti kyayogerwa nti tokemanga Mukama Katonda wo. 13 Sitaani bwe yamala buli kikemu n'amulekako akaseera. Have
you heard what was there?
Yes,
Jesus answered scriptures to him.
Tempt
not the Lord your God.
One
can read your scripture. Jesus walked on the water. He said what he did. You too do them. You too go walk on the water.
See,
they have to walk on the water. The scripture says that.
They
say tempt God.
Muragire gwebyoyagala
command him what you want in your time.
So tuli no manya
no we have
nga bagami yamuongera ke bikeme bilala binji
at many temptations on him.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus
na amuleka muko
and he left him
sibanga lyo
not all the long time
kuduno kati yamanya Yesu sija muruba direct
time in you am not to attack Jesus direct
kem murumbia direct na nema
I attacked him direct failed on him
nakuita mba Peter
I have to pass through Peter
aba muliranya
was nearing him
ebimu kutujjo kulaba
those are some of what we shall see.
Nemu byonna
yet in all
yengeri yemu yokajo inzo kwewale
that only way we can avoid sins
okubango juzidwo musana gwe kigambo
cha God that you feel the light of the word of God
okulaba ebintu byonna nga bwebiri
all things how they are
era nolaba ebikyamiziddwa
and you see those crickets
wanga standing ana kusula mu
kibi Satan will make you fall in sin
utukirizo okuwakanya Katonda
feel content against God
naita mugwe
when he passes through you
akozisa obulimba bwonna
he uses all form of lies in every form of enticing. If it fails, he moves to the extreme level.
He's
twisting scriptures,
shifting
them from their meaning to another, put them in places not right, subtracting, giving you a portion, a quarter of it, even to adding it. When he gives you in the fullness, he puts it in seasons not right. And there he has you.
So name your narrative college to not be
all. Why do all that to avoid sins?
Every year,
Bible says, Revelations 14,
that
actions of people go with them.
This
gives us our third point.
That
Satan the devil, he is there with signs. That he proves upon when he reports you to God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Don't know
he knows if you have sins. When he reaches to make garments for you of heaven, appearing dirty garments. But they just take you now in the vision. As Joshua, when we saw him, end up being in dirty garments.
So, mu byonna.
Now in all.
Tufube okwewala ebibi.
Let's try to avoid evils.
Ndoza olw'obudde paati tujja gisoma.
Because of time we shall read that part.
Sunday eri muneku lw'okuno.
On the next Thursday.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much.
Katusomeko ku katono tukulage nti ebikolwa bi.
Let's briefly read show that your actions.
Ikolebwa musebe ebyamba.
Out of them they make robes garments for you.
Kati wegendereza.
Now as you get be careful.
Kubikwa 19.
Revelations 19.
Okubikulirwe sura ya 19. Nolunyiriri olw'omunana.
Revelations 19 verse 8.
Naweebwa okwambala bafuta entukuvu ennungi. Kubanga bafuta eno byebikolwa ebyobutuukirivu ebyabatukuvu.
Oweebwa okwambala bafuta ennungi.
Even to clothe a pure white robe, clothed.
Ekolebwa mu bikolwa.
Made from acts
ebyobutuukirivu.
Of righteousness.
Babura mu Zakaria 3 twarabye.
Zakaria 3 we saw.
Nti Yosua yali mu byambalo ebiddugala.
Joshua was in dirty garments.
Ng'okusinzira ebikolwa ebyobutali butuukirivu byali.
Acts of unrighteousness how they were.
Era tujja kwongera okulaba n'engeri gye bikolebwamu ku kyoto kya Mukama ekya zaabu.
Won't see how they made the golden altar of God.
Na biva ku bikolwa.
And they come from actions.
Ebigenda n'omwoyo ogwo ng'ate wabikolera mu mubiri.
Go with your spirit yet you committed them in the flesh.
Era n'okuvunaanibwa obuvunaanyibwanga ebikolwa wakola mu mubiri.
Just as acts with it in the flesh.
Kubanga eri byerambika.
For there they attach themselves on you.
Mubyambala ebikolebwa
in the garments made, those of the spirit.
So ngakitegeeza.
Now it means
wano ne bw'olemera ebibi,
if you retain sins,
n'otabyatula,
and you don't confess them,
munange ku nkomerero,
at the end
biba bigenda naawe,
they are going to go with you.
Ate ng'ajjukira omugga gumu,
remember one river,
ogugenda kuvaamu gawoma na gakaawa,
out of which will not come sweet and sour water.
Katira singa mbamu obutukirimu n'obubi.
If these practices and evils.
Katonda akugamba nti olina ebirungi byokola n'ebibi bino bive.
The good things and the bad ones, but stop doing the bad ones.
Wanga singa obirekamu.
If you reap them.
Enda kugoba.
I'm going to chase you.
Olimu kulya ku muti ogw'obulamu.
Do not eat of the tree of life.
Wanga stani ajja muli olio ajja kuli olio ma.
Satan will choose you and report you.
Ndia ah wagamba.
No you say.
Omugagumute kusobola vambazi ga mirundi ebibi.
You can't come to tell people.
Katonda omuti amwa alina mungu okubutukirimu.
They have some righteousness in them.
So, ejo tujja kirakuna
kuri. We shall see that on another day.
Mukama bawo.
God bless you.